views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, and of course, your host for The Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. And Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. You can enjoy a new perspective every third Wednesday with host Karen Benton from Unlimited Living. And the energetic upgrades are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my very favorite guests on the show again today, Mr. Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar, and he is the, the genius behind energetic well-being process, as well as an author. And, oh, I don't know, we've gone through your careers, Leroy. we only got through the first six. I think we need to go do that again.
Yeah, so, I'm in my 14th now.
Yeah. And when you start off with the first one being a pilot, there's room, you know, for growth, I know, but geez, you started kind of high. Most people get a job sweeping floors or something.
So the Air Force spent a year teaching me how to fly. It was a wonderful year.
That's so cool. So, you know, I'm going to, you wanted to talk about getting neutral to some of the fears out there. We already have someone patiently waiting. So we're going to just let you talk for this first segment. And as soon as we come back from the break, we'll take the first caller. But what you wanted to talk about is politics, et cetera, and women's rights. So I'm just going to give you the floor because, you know, I've told everyone that you are the number one woman expert because you're the only person I know who's been married as long as you. How long have you been married?
Well, we just had our 66th anniversary last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But you see, I was only 7 when we got married.
I know that for sure. I can tell that by looking at your picture.
Well, there were many times. By the way, we're in about the best place we've ever been. And there were many times when I didn't think we would make it. And we're in this really good place for two reasons. One is my wife has a lot of unconditional love. You need that if you live with me. And secondly, I learned to get neutral, to every single thing she says, thinks, or does, and every single thing she does not say, think, or do.
Good advice.
Because it gets me into a place of being present and no reaction. And that's the beauty of getting to neutral. It's about the most powerful place we can be. And I think people usually understand that you get neutral to the worst scenario of something you're concerned about, because that kind of drains your energy. But what people usually don't understand is that we need to get neutral to the best scenario as well, because we set up expectations. And the higher the expectations are, the more likely we're going to react when they're not met. So it's very important to get neutral to the best expectations as well.
Yeah, and you know, in the last while, I've really noticed an increase when people have personal consultations with me, and even on my, you know, when they're sending issues in for the teleconferences, etc. At the seminars also, there's fear out there right now, because it seems like things kind of are, you know, going so in so many different directions. And a lot of that fear, you know, is economical and political, as you said. So, you know, what was it that you wanted to share with us? Because I'd like to, you know, make sure you get that across to everybody before we start taking callers.
For example, in the United States, the country is so split, with people who support our esteemed president and those who don't. And it's easy. I mean, you know, the best thing for people these days is not to even talk politics, because they can get so riled up about it. And you
they're
know,
feeding
you
the monster, say, like they're feeding the monster of fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a story, by the way, about this misogynist, racist, liar walked into a bar, and you know what the bartender said?
What?
Well, you have, Mr. President.
Now, some people wouldn't find that funny. But this is like something that... you know, they always say don't discuss politics, religion, etc. I totally agree. I don't discuss those things. This is the most I've ever discussed on this radio show, because I feel that actually politics are for politicians, and that we are the government. We all govern ourselves. If we hold ourselves up to high regard and we become the best versions of ourselves, and we approach life with a loving heart, then we will bring that to the plate. And so I don't, you know, I haven't had a TV for 10 years, so I don't engage. I keep in touch with what's going on, but I like to do it in like about a minute instead of longer than that.
Well, see, in terms of Trump, I just get neutral to every single thing he doesn't, you know, he says, thinks, or does, and every single thing he doesn't say, think, or do. And then there's no reaction.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing. It's the same thing on women's issues. You know, it was really interesting. We just went to three reunions, and in many of them, there were women scientists who have been doing amazing research, and they were reporting on this. And I found, you know, a little bit of my God. I didn't expect women to be doing this amount of fantastic research. So I had to clear myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I find? This is, you know, like I like to pick a card from my deck. And the one that came up for today was deception. And that is the biggest deception there is that there's a war between men and women. There is no war between men and women. There's a power struggle right now. But it's about power. It's not about it's, and maybe on one end it's abusive power, and the other it's not. It depends on where you are, and that's why I feel that I focus on where I want to go. I focus on really painting myself a beautiful future, And then just affirming that to myself, of course, this is going in this direction. And then I just energetically tune in when there's a weakness and I clear it. So like, as you said, but so, you know, fear is one of the most, you know, I guess, feared emotions. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, okay. This takes me back to us human beings, on average, only going strong to 20% of our life, which means our energy is going weak to 80%. And anytime we're fearful, upset, judging ourselves, judging others, depressed, biased, reacting, angry. Whenever we're doing any one of those, our energy is going weak. And unfortunately, we've lost the awareness of when we're causing our energy to go weak and when we're causing it to go strong. And so any one of those times we're causing it to go weak is small, but when you accumulate them over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks and we get symptoms and we say, ouch. And initially we say, well, gosh, I don't know why. You know, why am I having this symptom? Now, the good news is that our symptoms generally have intelligence. In other words, they're trying to tell us what to work on. You know, if I've got pain in my neck, so the question is what in my life is a pain in the neck? If I've got pain in my shoulder, what is it I don't want to shoulder anymore? What is it I don't want to take on as responsibility? So our symptoms can help us that way. But then back to the first point, which is if I find I'm not neutral to whatever it is that's going on, then I'm putting myself into a position of reacting, and that's when my energy goes weak.
Exactly. So we have to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan, the Queen of Shift, and we are live on we are going live on Facebook on the first Wednesday of every month with my Tales from the Vector, my Dragon Oracle, and I'm excited about that. And you on this show, we're going to take the callers. Feel free to call in. We still have room, 1-800-930-2819. We love to hear from you. We'll come back and make some shift happen. Are you back, Pearl?
And we're clear.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're on The Truth is Funny. And my guest today is Leroy Maloof. And Leroy, before we continue, I'm just going to get you to share your contact information and let people know what you're up to. And then we're going to take the first caller because they're lining up here now.
Okay. Well, I live on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. My phone number is 508-375-6452. 375-6452. And my email is Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, at EWBPdotcom. EWBP.com.
Thank you. And so, Carter, I think I'm just going to mention if you hear low hum, that's just Pearl purring because Leroy was just working on her. And she's sitting in my lap purring. So just to let everybody know, if you hear that rumble, that's Pearl sending good vibes out there. Carter, can we please get the first caller on?
Yeah, we have Eulith from Vancouver. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Eulith.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Yeah, Pearl came out just for you here.
Hey, Pearl.
So what can we do for you today? We've got Leroy here, and he's in the mood for shifting some energy.
Perfect. I'm just feeling a little bit critical of myself, well, a lot critical of myself, because I realized after a conversation with someone yesterday that I was the one who was a little too trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something about the future that wasn't necessarily for them to know.
Okay. So take a deep breath. Where are you on the scale? 0 to 10. 10 being like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. And 0 being like, ah, whatever.
I feel like an 8 or a 9.
Okay.
Within myself.
Okay, Leroy, go after this one.
Well, I'm getting that there's about 45 ways you're not accepting yourself. It's really interesting because I've begun to think that our lack of self-acceptance is our biggest symptom. And am I making any sense to you so far?
You are.
Say it again?
I said, yes, you are.
So we need to get you to where you accept everything that you said, everything that you did. This doesn't mean that you don't want to shift, but you need to just be in a place of being great with yourself. So let's get you strong for accepting everything you say, think, or do. See, you're not neutral to that. We need to be neutral to every single thing you say, think, or do. And you know, it feels like also you tend to get on your case for what you don't say, think, or do. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I don't like the fact that I'm so naive and trusting.
Say it again.
I said I don't like the fact that I'm so naive or trusting.
Well, you can be innocent without being naive, right, Leroy? You can choose to be innocent.
And let's get you neutral to everything you don't say, think, or do. Oh, that felt like a shift. What did you notice just now?
Just that I can breathe a little bit better.
What number?
Probably down to about a 3.
Yeah, I felt that shift. It felt like, poof. What else now, Leroy?
And notice, by the way, there's better energy now going down to your legs and your feet. Do you notice that?
Yes, I do.
See, when we're lacking energy to our feet, it generally has to do with our either not taking steps or taking steps we wish he didn't. So we need to get you neutral to always taking the steps you need to take and to never taking the steps you don't need to take.
I like that one, Leroy. Say that again.
I don't know if I can. we need to get you neutral to always taking steps that you feel like you need to take and neutral to never taking steps that you don't need to take. Notice now that there's better energy in your lower body. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so now I want you to focus from the very top of your head down to your feet, and let's get your energy strong. See, your central core was only at about 50-60% when we started. So I want you to briefly touch the top of your head, and then rub up and down the base of your spine and back several times. That's much more better. That ain't good English, but you know what I mean.
And Pearl just got up and left, and she says, my work is done. She's got quite an ego.
Okay, your central core is up to about 90 now. What are you noticing now?
Maybe a bit of anger with myself.
A little bit of, angry at yourself. All right, you see, difficulty is, I'm going to check. I'm going to ask you to forgive yourself for anything and everything you've ever said, thought, or did, or didn't say, think, or do. And let me check, can you forgive yourself? I get a no. Let's check, are you willing to forgive yourself? No. Are you willing to be willing to forgive yourself? No.
Are you willing to be willing? I love that one. Willing
to forgive yourself? I got a yes. So now, I want you to focus on love in your heart and breathing that love up and down and into every cell in your body. Remember times in your life when you've really felt love. And breathe that in. And we're going to reboot every cell in your body in line with this love. All to your 100% positive infinity and beyond. And what are you noticing now?
I feel like my pores just opened up.
Say that again?
And I can
breathe better. My phone is not working very well. Tell me what you said. Say it again, please.
Oh, I said that I feel like my pores just opened up and I can breathe better.
Yay.
Yay. It's what number are you at now?
With the anger, I feel like I'm at about a 4 or... Yeah, about a 4.
Mm-hmm. And at the original?
At the original, I feel like maybe a 2.
Yeah, so... Because it's just coming up that, you know... it's kind of funny because Leroy was working on my cat Pearl's esophagus and throat. And I was picking up that you also have a weakness there. So we're just going to strengthen you to Pearl, who feels her work is done now. And, you know, what the energetic shifts, because she hopped on here right before we took your call. And she, my animals let me know, oh, done. They're done. They're good. They're neutral. So this is about perspective also, right? So we just strengthen your perspective and your prospects coming up for the future.
And notice that your central core energy is about 100 now.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend every day that you, first thing, I mean, I'm 87 now, by the way. And first thing I do every day is to get my central core energy strong. And if you go to my website at ewbp.com, there's an article about getting your energy strong every day. So I'd suggest you go over that and take that as a new kind of first step in your life. Because you know, the option is to go through the day, week, and we certainly don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, and so we're going to have to go for another break here. And so I want to thank you for calling in, Yulith, and recognizing that you know, when we get triggered, it's not necessarily a really large thing that triggers us. It's the accumulations and associations that have piled up over time. A lot of times you delete those and then you get back to that core strength. And even Leroy, how many years, you're how old?
87.
And you're, how long have you been doing this energy work? How long have you been consciously aware that you're doing energy work like that about the core strength?
Oh, about 20 years.
Okay, so Leroy's been doing this for 20 years, and he's clearly brilliant, and he's on his 14th career, and he started off as a pilot, flying an airplane. So, and he still checks in with himself every single morning, and this is what I tell everyone. I don't get out of bed until I test and see if I'm strong to my day. I don't even want my feet on the floor. So, thank you for calling in, Yulith. We have to take a short break right now.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Wish you the very best, Eunice.
Yeah, you can. We'll be right back right after this short break, and we'll make some more shift happen.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety, and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, the Queen of Shift. You have happened upon the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Buzz. I am a bee ambassador for Border Free Bees. You can check that out at borderfreebees.com. You could create a nectar trail in your community and help the bees out, because they could use a little bit more nectar out there. Carter, we have people patiently waiting. I have Leroy Maloof on. We're shifting energy. We have, I think it's Andrea from New York.
Yep, Andrea from New York. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I'll try to be quick. So I'm, you know, as you know, I'm an artist, and I came up with an idea to have women's circles to earn some money while following my heart and soul path. And I've organized my first women's circle tomorrow night, and I woke up feeling terrified because I have a lot of issues with sister wounding, and I'm so afraid of being judged.
Okay, well, that's, you've called into the right person. I just like to get a baseline from people on a scale 0 to 10, 10 being I'm freaking out, and 0 being I've got this. Where are you?
Well, I'm kind of freaking out right now.
Okay, so what like number
this morning
is freaking
out? I woke
up
feeling terrified. Probably
I'm getting,
9.
Yeah, 9 to 10. So Leroy is the perfect person to this, because Leroy, as we've said, he's on his 14th career right now, and he started off as a pilot, so he doesn't have these fears of adventuring out there. So we're going to find out what his secret is. Leroy.
Thank you.
Well, the thing that comes up is traumas.
Yes.
See, yeah, you've got this life traumas, and then you've got 6 past life traumas, and that's where, you know, fear of trauma. You know, anyone who's afraid of trauma can't be all bad. So we're going to go back. 100, 200, 10, 20, 30. We're going to go back about 230 years, and we're going to clear all the root causes for all the traumas in this life and past lives before they ever happen. We just want to clear them all away. And we need to get your timeline strong.
That's what's coming up.
It's still weak. Let's go back again. Also, we need to clear all the root causes for any karmas too, as well. Oh, wait a minute. You got karmas through 6 generations of your ancestors. So we're back then still. We're going to cure the root causes for the karmas and the traumas for you, your past lives, and your ancestors before they ever show up. And now let's check back from then to now. Okay, you're strong from then to now. Now we need to get you strong from now to the future. That's weak. So let's... how old are you, by the way?
57.
57?
52 and 57.
57?
57.
57.
No,
57. So you're in your second Saturn return also. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to work on that for you. And Leroy, keep going here.
Okay. See, we people tend to get weak at the decades, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, and oh my God, you're going to be 60 soon. You know, from my viewpoint, you're still a snotty-nosed kid. But even so, we need to find out how many ways you're bought into degeneration and aging. Let's see, 100, 200, 300, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 3,000, about 3,300. We need to clear away everything you've bought into about degeneration and aging. Just clear it off your computer, your brain.
There we
okay.
Go.
That felt like a shift. What'd you notice?
I feel calmer.
What number does calmer have?
Maybe like a 4.
Yeah, that's the reason why I get a baseline is because when people acknowledge that they have shifted and how, you know, you were at a 9 and you're already at a 4. And so we're going to strengthen you to your perception about how easy it is to let something go that's bothering you, and you don't have to do like 5,000 years of therapy. You can do it. As a matter of fact, you know, your entire family down the line, both paternal and maternal, are all sitting in like the chairs, you know, asking for these energetic shifts from Leroy and myself. So this is what he's saying. And and also in the future, all the descendants. Do you have children?
Unfortunately, I was too afraid to have children.
Okay. Well,
I had a lot of fear around being, so I don't have children. I was too
yeah.
afraid.
So that's a story. That's a story you're telling yourself. A lot of like. So I'm just gonna let Leroy like keep going because I'm getting, you know, at 29, what was going on in your life?
At 29, I was ending a 5-year relationship, and I was in a very abusive new relationship.
Okay, so there we go. So Leroy, like, yeah, so that's what was coming up. So this was like an abuse in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Leroy?
Yeah, just focusing a minute. You're still weak to aging. That's odd. Who do you know? Your parents. Are your parents still alive?
My father died in 2011 at age 79, and my mom is 86.
Oh, see, he died at 79, and he's like, because he was weak to being 80. And your mom is at 86. You're going into your third Saturn return. I'm just going to work on that. Yeah. What else, Leroy?
We're going to check how many shoulds and shouldn'ts, must and mustn'ts, can and can'ts, do's and don'ts you bought into. That's about 3,000. And we're going to check how many warnings you've bought into. And another 2,000. And we want to delete every one of these, every single one of these beliefs and warnings and every way it's affected you and every issue that comes up with every one of them and every trigger and every reaction, we're just going to clear it away.
And yeah, I just want to add
I'd
my...
say we're going to... Yeah, go ahead.
My great grandmother committed suicide, and that's been heavy in our karma.
Yeah. See, you're weak to the future. Remember, we said we need to get your timeline strong all the way. We got you to now. Now we need to get you strong to the future.
Mm-hmm. Not repeating the same old. Go ahead.
Yeah. What you just said.
Mm-hmm.
In other words. You don't have to repeat whatever other people in your family have done, but you're still weak for that. We need to get you neutral to your grandmother committing suicide, first of all. And neutral to everybody in your life living healthy lives until they pass easily. I'm also going to check on your grandmother.
What age was she when?
She's my great grandmother. My grandmother's grandmother.
Yeah. How old was your great grandmother?
She was probably in her 50s, maybe 57.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Because a lot of times ages and numbers will trigger people to anniversaries, will trigger people, and they don't even realize because they're trying to think it out, and you have to feel for the answer, right? So, I mean, what number?
I think she was in her 50s.
Yeah. What number are you at now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like I'm back up to 5. Like I'm feeling kind of emotional coming up. I don't know.
Yeah, but emotional emotional. We're just going to strengthen you to that. We have to take a break right away, Leroy, but you've got about a minute and just go for it. Correct. And if you want to stay on, Andrea, if you want to stay on the line when we go to break, then we'll come back and we'll address this some more. Leroy, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
We're going to surround your great-grandmother with her angels and light and love. And we're going to ask her to look only to the light now. You don't need to stay around any longer. It's time for you to go to the light, so follow your angels. You don't need to be in or around or attached to this earth or anyone here ever again. It's time for you to go to the light. There you go. She's got a big smile now.
So we have to take a quick break here. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny and the brilliant Leroy Maloof. And we're going to check in with Andrea right after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We have Leroy Maloof on the show with us, and Andrea from New York just called in, and she was shifting into bed. We're just going to check in with her, Carter. Is she still there?
I'm still here.
All right. Where are you at, sweetheart?
Well, during the break, I had a little cry, and some insights came up, you know, and I feel maybe a three.
No. Yeah. So Leroy, what else? Because we have a couple other callers who've been patiently waiting. I'd like to see if we can at least get one of them on. So,
Thank you, Leroy.
No, you're very welcome. Leroy, what parting advice do you have for this beautiful Andrea from New York?
Okay, Andrea, when I check body, mind, spirit, I get body and mind strong, and I'm getting spirit weak. So we need to regenerate, rejuvenate your spirit, the true self you, the wonderful you. Mm-hmm. And remember those times of unconditional love that you've experienced. Write them down. And remember, that's probably the best description there is of who you really are.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you the very best. You're welcome.
Thank you, Andrea, for calling in.
Thanks.
And we're Carter, we have another caller. We can maybe get in there, and we have Raul.
Yep, Raul from Chile. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, friend.
Hello there, Raul. How are you doing out there in Chile?
I know. I'm doing okay. I'm adjusting after the adjustment. I keep going, and I just don't feel myself yet.
Okay, so Leroy's here, and he knows what it's like to start a new career.
Yeah.
Where are you on the scale, Raul?
Well, I am, I think, about an 8. You know, I went to Seattle to visit my mom. I turned 50, so I celebrated with her. Now I'm back in Chile, and I'm feeling a little weak. You know, I'm spending money. I'm not gaining any money. I have to adjust to the kids, to the ex husband, to the divorce, to the cats and everything again. So it's like, oh my goodness.
So what number does all that add up to?
8.
Eight. Okay, Leroy. You know, we shifted him, Raul, to go and he sold his home, made this huge move because he met this beautiful woman, and now he's there. And sometimes, you know, it's that thing you get when you get what you want and you're not sure you want it.
We're back to neutral. It feels like you're not neutral to your ex.
He doesn't have an ex.
Oh, I thought he said.
She does.
Her ex.
Oh, okay. Okay. But he's your neutral to everyone and everybody you mentioned. Neutral to every single thing they say, think, or do. You're not neutral to that. Let's try neutral to every single thing they don't see, say, think, or do. You're not neutral either way. So what's the worst thing that can happen if you're reacting to the various people you mentioned?
I don't know. Basically, probably break out with my girlfriend after spending all this money.
You know what? I have one word of advice for you here. Well, a couple, but I think it'll make you laugh, Raul. You know, okay. How I traveled all around the world and I wanted to figure out how this really worked. And then I went, I even studied, you know, with the quantum physicists, with Nassim Haramine and, you know, the other, uh-huh. to understand how this works and how we're all connected. Uh-huh. And I found out we're all connected because of we're made up of atoms. And atoms never, ever touch. So when you think about it, this X, and sometimes I prefer to call X's former, her former husband, they never really did touch. Because they're made up of atoms. There you go. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. That there's so much room for growth here. So Leroy, what's going on?
Do you know what a definition of an expert is?
An expert is nothing. Oh, okay.
An X is nothing, and a spurt is a drip under pressure.
Oh, my goodness, LeBoy. You're funny today.
So we still need to get you neutral to everything. And neutral to everything they don't say, think. Okay, it feels like you're shifting to neutral. What do you notice?
It's just delightful to be in, talking to you. Last time we talked, my life changed a lot, so I was excited what's going to happen now. So, yeah, I get that. It's just the only thing I'm thinking about is there's a lot of money involved in this divorce, and he owes her a lot of cash.
Okay, so we strengthen the connection that everything that... the truth comes out that everything that is, that it's an equalized, it's coming up equalized that. If you take the finances out of it, Leroy, what's going on there?
Neutral to losing all the money.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get you neutral to losing all your money in any judgment and neutral to never losing a thing. That felt like a shift. What are you noticing now?
Yeah, I feel more calm.
And what does more calm have as a number?
Five.
Okay. And so being caught in the middle. So we're just going to strengthen you to that because you just turned 50. So you're half a century. So everything seems more important after half a century. Let it go. A lot of age issues coming up, Leroy. And Leroy doesn't have any age issues, and he's the oldest one here on the phone right now, or on the radio. If anyone should be concerned about aging, it should be Leroy.
Yeah, he is weak for aging. You are weak for aging and degeneration. Again, let's apply the clearing we did before on that to you. Neutral to aging, neutral to renewing, neutral to rejuvenating, neutral to regenerating, and let's get you strong for all those.
That's and all by the way,
what are you noticing?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
What are you noticing now?
Yeah, I'm about a three. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the Andes right now, my front yard. The Andes are just yards away.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Notice there's bitter energy all over your body right now, into your hands, into your feet, and much better, much more calm.
You're always in the right place at the right time, even though it may be imperfectly perfect.
Indeed.
Life is perfectly imperfect if you let go of the woulda, shoulda, couldas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're at the end of the radio show, so it'd be like, where are you at now, Raul?
I'm going down to, I think I said 3 or 4, something like that.
Yeah. And so we're just going to strengthen that. Leroy, we've got like 1 minute. What do you want to leave people with here?
That you can, yeah, I want to mention one other thing. I actually feel that being neutral is so strong so important that a colleague and I have actually put together an online course to learn to get to neutral. If you have any interest at all at learning how to strengthen your skills at getting to neutral, you can find it at udemy.com, UDEMY.
Awesome.
Leroy, again, this is the most powerful place you can be.
Radio Land, the time flies by. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I do have a teleconference tomorrow night, the Float Your Boat, if you want to check that out. I want to thank Carter for producing this. Leroy, thank you once again for being on the show, to all the wonderful callers and, of course, the audience. And also to you, Dr. Pat, for giving us all this opportunity. Bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.